First team to, in GWAC in the 7 years to sweep the, both the boys and girls tournament championships. How does that feel?
No, it feels good. I mean, the kids competed really well, and that's kind of what you want to see at league. I mean, you know, we want to see good times too, but the weather wasn't real conducive for that. And the other thing with league is you have it happen so fast with just six teams that you're just back-to-back events. So by the end of the day, you're not going to probably PR and stuff. It's just about competing hard.
Well, your boys won it here in 2011. They repeat that 2017. And then your girls, I think, had an unbelievable day here. I think they won about all but a few individual events. That's pretty special, especially for the girls' team. Been kind of struggling the last few years.
Yeah, they competed really well and challenged themselves. A couple of our girls have really been struggling with consistency because of some injury issues and some stomach or some sickness issues. You know, they competed really well today. So, you know, that helped us because they're kind of some relay girls, and other girls competed really well. I mean, you know, Michaela Dulce, we had some girls fill events. Clarissa and Lizzie, you know, did really well for us too. And even, you know, Chuck pops out there and wins the high jump and just getting better at that. And, you know, we placed, you know, kind of all over the place except probably in the 100-meter hurdles because we didn't have anybody in it.
Well, boys do pretty good here today as well. And Jack helps you out there in three events there. And Marshall had a pretty good day as well, 3 seconds and a first.
Yeah, you know, Marshall, we're still trying to get him healthy. And that's the biggest deal right now because having strep a couple weeks ago, you know, just trying to get him back to even maybe 80%. I don't even think he's there. Yeah. He feels like he is because he felt so horrible a week ago. But, you know, and Jack's he's loaded up. He's running all these multiple events, you know, in a 3-hour time period because at league it happens so fast. And, you know, so, you know, you're not going to see a lot of great PRs because of stuff like that. The boys and girls all loaded up. But, you know, you saw a lot of good competing, and that's kind of what track and field's all about.
All right, thank you.